Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. Federal legislation aimed at protecting the Great Lakes is moving forward in the U.S. Senate. The Senate Environment and Public Works Committee has unanimously approved the Water Resources Development Act of 2026, sending the measure to the next stage of consideration. Included in the bill is a bipartisan provision backed by Michigan Senators Gary Peters and Alyssa Slotkin that would continue funding for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. The proposal would authorize $475 million annually through 2030 to support projects focused on restoring and protecting the Great Lakes. The initiative funds effort to combat invasive species, clean up contaminated waterways, restore coastal habitats, improve water quality, and address emerging environmental threats across the region. Since the program began, restoration efforts have protected or improved nearly 500,000 acres of habitat, accelerated the cleanup of long contaminated sites, reduced environmental and public health hazards, and helped limit harmful algae blooms. The supporters also point to studies showing the initiative has generated more than $3 in economic benefits for every federal dollar invested. The legislation has received backing from a broad coalition of conservation, wildlife, fishing, and Great Lakes organizations. The full Senate will consider the measure as lawmakers continue work on the Water Resources Development Act. And then approximately 8 p.m. on Saturday, July 18th, the Harbor Beach Fire Department responded to a report of a sailboat lying on its side in Lake Huron, off in the distance. Upon arriving at the scene, responders determined the vessel was participating in the Bayview Mackinac race. After assessing the situation, crews found the sailboat was not in distress. Officials determined the vessel's pronounced angle was the result of strong winds and normal sailing maneuvers, causing it to heel significantly while under sail. No emergency assistance was required, and the sailboat continued safely on its course. And Harbor Beach Fire Department responded to a medical emergency involving a competitor in the Bayview Mackinac race early Sunday morning. At approximately 1 a.m. on Sunday, July 19th, emergency crews were dispatched after a sailor reportedly suffered a back injury when the racing sailboat struck a wave on Lake Huron. The vessel made its way closer to shore, where Harbor Beach firefighters assisted in transferring the injured sailor to Eastern Huron ambulance personnel. The individual was then transported to Harbor Beach Hospital for evaluation and treatment. No additional information on the sailor's condition has been released. When we come back from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
This is Melissa, Admissions Director from Sanilac Medical Care Facility. When summer settles in, life moves outdoors, schedules change, and for some families, important health decisions rise to the surface. After a surgery, illness, or hospital stay, recovery doesn't stop at discharge. The right environment and medical support can make all the difference. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, rehabilitation services are structured, attentive, and guided by skilled nursing and therapy professionals. Care plans are tailored to each resident. With the goal of improving strength, mobility, and daily functions, families can feel confident knowing their loved one is cared for nearby. With clear communication and dependable medical oversight, and when short-term recovery becomes a longer-term need, Sanilac Medical Care Facility continues providing skilled nursing care in a setting focused on stability, comfort, and respect. This summer, choose a place that understands both healing and the families behind every decision. Choose Sanilac Medical Care Facility. Your loved ones deserve the best.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, The Michigan Court of Appeals has overturned the convictions of two men found guilty in connection with the plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The court reversed the convictions of Pete Musico and Paul Beller, who were sentenced in 2022 after being convicted of providing material support for terrorist acts. The decision follows an earlier ruling by a separate appeals panel that overturned the conviction of co-defendant Joe Morrison, finding that the offense does not qualify as a violent felony under Michigan law. In a statement, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel criticized the rulings, arguing the defendants were involved in a coordinated plan to kidnap the governor and threaten public safety. Nessel says her office is appealing the Morrison decision and plans to seek further review of the rulings involving Musico and Beller. The appellate decisions do not end the legal process, as the state intends to continue challenging the reversals in court.
And for your obituaries today, Francis Kasiba passed away on July 18th. Francis Josephine was born December 15th, 1922. In 1945, on June 8th, Fran became Miss Isadora Kasiba at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Parisville. Fran is survived by her daughters Mary and Sandy, her grandsons, great-granddaughter, and her sisters. Visitation for Fran's final goodbyes will be on Wednesday, July 22nd, beginning at 10 a.m. until Mass of Christian Burial at 11:30 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Rapson, following a walk with Fran to her final resting place at the church cemetery. In lieu of flowers or mass offerings, you can generously donate to St. Thomas Aquinas Outreach Mass, OLLH Catholic School in Harbor Beach, or the St. Joseph Catholic Church Cemetery in Rapson Fund. Arrangements have been handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and you can share your memories online at www.ramseyfh.com.
For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life.